7.2.
So in terms of access, theoretically, there's a risk of someone falling as they climb up a silo or down into one. But there's always an external staircase with a guardrail leading to the top, and there are permanent ladders with protective hoops around them, fixed to the insides leading down to the bottom. So workers should be able to access these silos fairly safely. The big problem will be getting the welding equipment, the gas bottles, down into the bottom.
Now, they can be lowered down by rope.
Won't they be too heavy?
Not if they use the smaller size bottles.
We'll need to specify the bottle size in the procedure then.
Yeah, they'll have to take care that the bottles don't fall onto someone as well, that no one's standing in the bottom of the silo while they lower them down.
True. That's another point to mention. Okay, so access isn't really a problem then. The main danger is the fact that it's a confined space, especially given that they're welding with an oxyacetylene torch burning, which will produce a fair amount of CO2.
So they'll need a CO2 detector?
I mean, to be safe, they'll need to test the air before they go down anyway. But we should probably specify that they need to keep the detector with them while they're working and keep it switched on.
Yeah. Another hazard is there'll be metal fumes given off as they're actually welding, which is a different problem to the CO2 issue.
Sure. So really, they'll need a ventilation system down there, some kind of air extractor.
Probably, yeah. And there's the problem of dust as well. They'll have to be very careful about that. If they're welding and there's grain dust in the air, there's going to be an explosion hazard.
Yeah. Would a ventilator clear the dust or make it worse? I suppose if there's a lot lying around, it'd keep blowing it up into the air, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure.